Attorneys for shareholders of the failed energy trader Enron will present new information about their case next week. News reports say the plaintiffs are likely to expand their lawsuit beyond Enron and its accountant, Arthur Andersen. The suit accuses the defendants of securities and accounting fraud. From Houston, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
A year ago, it would have seemed ludicrous, the idea that the combined assets of Enron and Arthur Andersen wouldn't be enough to satisfy angry shareholders. But Chris Bebel, a former assistant U.S. attorney who specialized in white-collar prosecutions, says that's exactly why Enron plaintiffs are expanding their lawsuit.
Even if Arthur Andersen survives, Arthur Andersen would not be able to come up with the types of dollars that the plaintiff's attorneys are searching for. They're looking to make their clients whole, and we're looking at tens of billions of dollars.
Bebel is now in private practice at Shepard Smith & Bebel in Houston and is following the Enron case closely. He says the suit will now include major investment banks that helped Enron create off-balance partnerships to hide the debt, among them Goldman Sachs, Solomon Smith Barney, and Credit Suisse First Boston. A major legal question will be how involved the banks were in that process.
The more tightly the plaintiff's lawyers can wrap them into all aspects of the scheme, the more likely the plaintiff's lawyers will be able to successfully argue that the investment banks are primary violators.
No way. That's Alice in Wonderland. When you run out of facts, you start talking about they done me dirty and that kind of thing.
Joe Jamail represents Vinson & Elkins, which is widely expected to be added as a defendant. Vinson & Elkins is the powerful Texas law firm that advised Enron CEO Kenneth Lay after employee Sharon Watkins warned him that the company was in trouble. The plaintiffs may argue that the firm is liable because it had a duty to tell Lay that the off-balance partnerships were illegal. V&E's lawyer Joe Jamail counters that Vinson & Elkins had nothing to do with the questionable accounting that helped to destroy Enron.
They never made one business decision, and that's what all this is about. They never made one representation to any of these people. It's period. They represented a client.
Former federal prosecutor Chris Bebel says the case might be resolved quickly. First, there will be discovery, then depositions. Then the defendants will move for a summary judgment to dismiss the suit. Bebel says if the judge rules for the plaintiffs, the defendants may then move to settle.
If the plaintiffs prevail on the summary judgment issues, the defendants are going to immediately break out their calculators. Those calculations will tell them how much they should put on the table in order to get rid of this massive exposure.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs have refused comment about their suit, pending their press conference on Monday. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.